A new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19. God says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of Rahab. Today, we explore Rahab's request. Have a look with me here in Joshua chapter 2, verse 12 to 16. Rahab is speaking. She says, "Now then," she's talking to the spies, "now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death." "Our lives for your lives," the men assured her. "If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land." So, she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. She said to them, "Go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way." What is Rahab requesting here? She's requesting a new thing. She wants to be saved. Not saved in the perhaps New Testament sense of being saved from our sins, but there is a sense of being saved here that's a precedent or a foreshadowing, I should say, perhaps, of that. Bear in mind, she is not an Israelite. How many Gentiles so far do we know of who have been saved at this point in Israelite history, especially how many names and how much detail like this about someone like Rahab? She's unusual. She's requesting something that is not, shall we say, standard. There's no precedent for her request like this. And indeed, she has no guarantee that her request will be accepted or honored. How does she know if they will follow through? Her request is based on her faith in this new God she's heard about and knows a lot about, and clearly has enough trust in to be able to make this request, although she doesn't yet know all of that great God in the way that she will surely come to in the future once she is part of the Israelite community in the way that Gentiles were at least able to be in that time. See, Rahab is very bold in her request. She really is shooting for the moon. The request, indeed, is also not only for her. It is for my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them. There's something really inspiring about her faith. It's a limited faith to some degree. You could say it might even be a bit shaky because, again, her faith is based on a God she doesn't really yet know. She knows of God's power and trusts that he is going to have his way with the people of Jericho. But even though her faith is limited, she's still very bold. She can't see the whole picture, and she has limited evidence that the outcome will be as she desires, but that does not stop her asking. It does not stop her making her request. You see, you and I, when we're talking to God, we don't need full faith to make requests in prayer because God has already promised that he will hear, he will honor, and he will answer. The fact is that what we need to do is to ask with the faith we have. You can't pretend to have faith you don't have. You can't ask with faith you don't have yourself, but you can be honest and say to God, "I wish I had more faith. But with the faith I have, I offer these prayer requests today." Is that something you could do today? Take the faith you have and be honest with God and make some requests anyway, rather like Rahab. In any case, I hope that you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your whole world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.